Shut the front door. We're outdoors. It's going back door.
Just got home from Illinois. Lock the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing.
Hello, penetrators. How's it going? Welcome to Going Back Door, episode 57. You like my new thing?
I love how you didn't even like run up by me. No. Ask for feedback.
No.
You're just like, yeah, no, we're just gonna. No, it's the penetrators.
It's funny enough. Think about it. Think about it. What do you call somebody that cuts the basket? Penetrating. It's penetrating. You know, we're play. It's wordplay. We're wordplay. Going back door, it's another
is penetration.
It's another version of that. It's basketball references. Todd, I don't know what you're getting about this. They know. They get it. This is a sports podcast.
Sports fans.
Yeah.
Sports fans.
This is completely a sports podcast.
Indeed. Yes, we are. That's all we ever strive to be. It's all we ever will be. Oh, shit. We're starting the main card. Oh, shit, daddy.
Okay. Oh, boy. So, WrestleMania Night 2, right?
Indeed. I just watched a second of it.
Just wanted to get this out of the way. Thought Eric was going to be out here, but I guess he didn't want to be on the podcast, which is fine.
Did you even tell him what we're doing it about?
No.
I just figured assumed he'd follow us like a fucking puppy.
Hold on.
Fucking cocksucker. I swear to God.
You can hold down the fort.
Do you? All right. Currently, I'm watching the UFC card tonight, 280 something. Israel Adesanya, Alex Pereira. Technically four. Hi, Dylan. No, tell him he's dumb.
Oh, we're trying to get a third person on the cast.
If they want to, they can come join whenever. It's fine. Okay. I was just putting that out there. Offering it up, you know.
Basically, Dalton got told a polite to go fuck yourself. And I don't blame him.
Todd,
I wish I could have,
Todd,
too.
You get that feedback every time you do stand-up. What are you talking about?
It was literally like once. It was literally like once.
I'm going to remind you about it every time you shit on
you
me.
You fucking piece of shit. I still see it every time I close my eyes.
He's got...
You know, like how the...
I busted STDs for that. That doesn't make sense. That's not the word.
You know how the Japanese have, like, generational PTSD from the bombs, you know,
PTSD,
right?
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah. Me too. My kids are going to feel that.
Yeah.
Especially when I beat the shit.
They'll definitely feel it when I send them the video when they're old enough.
I listened to it for, like, 30 minutes on the drive today.
It's a minute and a half.
Yep. Yes. Piece of shit.
Wow. You know what? Have you been reading David Goggins?
What?
Books?
No.
It's like literally one of the things. Like record something, like a story that you're ashamed of and then listen to it repeatedly.
Oh, no. That's fucking
so
psychotic.
That's
why would someone do that?
That's what you just, well, you know, he is a little bit psychotic. But, anyways, so what's happening in the UFC right now? Who's in the main event right now and all that?
In the main card, we got Jorge Masvidal versus Gilbert Burns. I hope Gilbert Burns beats his ass. Alex Pereira versus Izzy. I already went over that, but you guys know that. Whatever. I can't remember anyone else that's fighting in the main card. I think it's a four-fight main card. I got cucked out of a Chris Barnett fight, so that's fucking cool.
Nothing out of the usual. Todd getting cucked. That's fine. We call that Sunday evenings.
I should have got food, dude. I'm so fucking hungry,
dude,
right
now. I didn't eat before this. Neither one of us did. Oh my god.
And I just got back from Indy.
Fuck. Yeah. Well, this is gonna be a long hour of our lives.
God damn it. Like, I didn't eat shit today.
Fuck it.
I had a slice of pizza and a beer on the way to Indy. Like,
you know what?
Rebel.
You know what? I do have a gift for you.
What is it?
And since you got Todd recently got an iPhone, right? This is the first iPhone you've ever had?
Second
iPhone. Well, yep. To go with your iPhone, I got you an Apple Watch. See it? It's pretty nice.
Wow.
It's white. It's a little girly, but, you know.
Wow.
There you go.
Dylan popped around the corner and just said Apple Watch. Like, whoa, this bitch.
And then,
wow.
Also, here's the box for it. I'll let you see that.
Why did you do this? Okay. Is this a smart bracelet? Wow.
Well, if you look on the cover, that's an Apple Watch. What was in the box
is a fake.
This I can only resort to calling it Chinese ingenuity. So I don't know how you charge it. I don't know how to turn it on. Joe is pretty sure there was a button on there on one end, which it looked like it. If you take it apart, there's like a little like what looks like to be maybe like some kind of weird charger, but it came with a USB-C. So, best of luck. That's my gift to you. That came in the $60 mystery box that I ordered.
From where? Fucking Alibaba?
Instagram.
You don't.
Yeah.
You're the one person internet ads actually get.
You know, I watch probably about every episode of Mystery Tech with Austin Evans. You should check it out. Great series. Hilarious. Really educational, too. You know, but anyways, you'd think I would, after watching hours of that over time, know that, like, most of the shit's scams. And I fell for it. I can't. The only thing came with it, strip of lights that's in my room currently. They work great for now. I did hook them up just today, so give that time.
Lock me up because this strip should be illegal in 48 states.
Hey, you can just act like you have an Apple Watch, like you're cool.
Exactly, yeah. This is fucking crazy.
Thank you, Maggie.
Thanks. This is great. I was really like, I was like, oh wow, this is great. It's probably gonna be like food or something cool, maybe like a beer I like or something.
We got Jack and Coke.
Where the hell is that at? We didn't start with that.
Hey, Dylan.
You motherfucker! I swear to God.
Would you mind bringing us a Jack and some Jack and Cokes? Please and thank you.
You are literally the biggest piece of shit I have ever met. Why are you treating your brother like a goddamn intern?
Mike's not here. Poor guy.
This is immaculate. The vibes are incredible. Your fire's already out. Yeah, the
fire is already out. That did not last long. He brought the whole damn thing. I love you,
okay,
buddy.
Okay, all right. Never mind. I retract my statement of Dalton being such a big cocksucker. Because I didn't know it was in a bottle. I thought you were going to have to like make these by hand.
No. Love you, buddy.
Say it back.
He fucking hates me. It's fine.
Dylan, I love you.
This whole podcast loves you.
Slowly shuts the window. All right. Fuck me too, buddy. All right.
It's fine. It's fine. We had that coming. So, yeah, we're currently, as you can tell, podcasting outdoors. You just threw that on my laptop.
Yep.
You son of a bitch.
I bounced it on top of your laptop. Even more skill. God damn, this is awful.
They're not great.
No. It's like they used RC Cola.
I can't get a grip on this fucking
bottle. You want me to get it, buddy? I got little hands.
You got this. Tiny little hands, Phelp. You know who else has tiny little hands?
Your dad, when he's handling my smaller
than
average cup.
No, that's not where I was going with that.
Donald Trump?
Yes.
D. Trizzy.
He's going to look great in orange.
But, like, he's already out the statute of limitations, so I don't know what the fuck this...
Yeah, it's...
They're just trying to embarrass him, I guess? I don't know.
Yeah, that's basically, I think, what's happening. The other thing that happened this week, though, did you see the thing with the Bud Light cans?
Oh, you mean your girl with Dylan? Yeah, my bad. Yeah, I thought it was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, they... Like... Oh, my God. It was literally, like, they sent it to one person.
Did you see what your boy Kid Rock did?
Oh my, yeah. Yeah, shot a whole case of beer. This'll prove a point. Yeah, you still purchased it, dumb fuck.
This'll show him I'm a tough badass.
You stupid idiot. Oh my God.
Grandpa's feeling a little How do you word it? He said grandpa's feeling a little something. Either way, it was fucking retarded, buddy.
I mean, dear God. I guess all you have to do to piss off people like that is just do some stupid shit. Just stupid shit, like put some gay pride flag on a beer can. They freak out.
Like,
it's a can of beer, dude. It doesn't matter.
I just love the parallels of
when,
like,
afraid it's going to make you gay. Like,
when
you
mess
idiots.
With boomers, then you're going too far. But when, like, boomers say anything to the younger generations, we're snowflakes.
Yeah, it's the opposite. Oh, you got to be tougher.
Thanks for the housing market crash, mom and dad, you fucking pieces of shit.
Okay, we're going to put the gay pride flag on a beer can. You're going to do what?
You're destroying a favorite brand. Suck dicks.
I mean, Jesus Christ. I did bring you something else, and it's a Delta 8 blunt.
Why are we smoking this?
Huh?
Why are we smoking this?
Why?
You know that's sprayed with, like, chemicals to make it activate, right? Like...
You don't want to smoke.
I mean, I'm down if you are, but, like, I didn't think you would, but okay.
Is this like ketamine or some shit?
No, it's not ketamine. It's just like a cannabinoid chemical to...
Is this fake?
I mean, like, technically, yes, but, like, no at the same time.
Like, it's still marijuana.
It's not.
But
it's
sprayed.
It's hemp. It's hemp sprayed with something to activate a cannabinoid, like a part of the THC that's... in regular weed, but usually in smaller quantities. Whatever they spray it with increases it. So I don't...
Cooper's going to take the whole thing.
I don't fucking know what it is, but it doesn't sound too good. I got a new painting. I didn't send you a picture of it, but I got a new painting. I really like it.
You know, I have a second option, because this thing... it's been sitting in my car for like 2 months.
Why?
So...
of course it's awful.
It's probably not good anymore. There goes $5.
It was $5, fam.
It's garbage.
I'm looking at like $3,000 in computer equipment, but like you're tripping over $5.
I was joking about there goes $5. I think I'm that worried. But I do have these little joints, so.
Dalton, the big stoner now. Wow. You're going to light it on camera. Wow. You badass, dude.
We've done this before, right?
I don't think I've, like, lit anything on camera. I think it's always been, like, off camera, and then I just, like, have it. I don't...
Yeah.
Hey, it's CBD. Shut up.
This is a cigar. Holy shit.
It was nice to see a stat-padding Chinese guy get his fucking ass beat. I pulled over on the side of the highway for this fight.
Side of the highway, not the interstate?
No, it was the interstate.
Oh my God. Like, right on the side, like the shoulder.
Yeah. Bro, this little Mexican dude was fucking giving me pride, bro. American pride. I screamed USA at the top of my lungs like 4 times after he beat this Chinese guy.
Jesus Christ.
It was hilarious. Like, the Chinese fighter has like 40-something fights. He had like 12 fights in a singular year or some crazy shit. But they were all on, like, the Chinese circuit, and the Chinese circuit's known for...
It's fine.
Is known for
sure, everything's fine
a little bit of tomato canning, if you know what I'm saying.
Tomato canning. Is that where they stick a tomato can up their ass?
Nope. All of his opponents combined had 130 wins or some shit, and, like, 146 losses.
I was hoping there'd be a video of somebody sticking a tomato can up their ass.
No, sir.
Damn. I'd pay to see that.
Fuck a donkey show. Give me a can show.
That's not an open invite to start sending me stuff like that. Talking to you, Mick.
I'll give you his address. Send him all the butt plugs.
Remember, Todd, I have the password to your YouTube.
I mean, this is true post-porn. I don't care.
I will. The second somebody shows up at my door, hey, Todd gave me this address. I swear to God, it's going downhill for you.
Yeah, buddy?
That's a lot.
You want me to hold on to it for a second?
Hold on to it for a second.
All right. So what's going on? What happened in WrestleMania? You didn't actually get anything off.
All right. Yeah, I really didn't, did I?
No.
Just said WrestleMania happened. Anyways, so me and Mike watched it that Sunday. And the thing that what was the opening match? I'm trying to remember. I can't remember what the opening match was. Let me try to remember here for a minute.
That's not a good
sign. I believe they were good matches, but they weren't memorable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I think the most memorable shit that happened was Roman beat Cody. I thought Cody was going to win, but
there's no way.
Prove me wrong.
I feel like they're going to do Roman like Undertaker, where he's just like the unbeatable phenom.
Yeah, for
and then
at least
like
a while.
The bloodline's going to break up. They got to. But like bad.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen, and then he gets beat.
Yeah. Yeah. Like someone who has Money in the Bank, or has that already been cashed in?
That hasn't happened yet. That's already been cashed in. Next one hasn't happened yet.
Okay. Never mind then. Let's say, because they have SummerSlam next, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, look at me.
Which, who won it last? Who won Money in the Bank last time?
I have no goddamn idea.
It was Austin Theory won it.
Okay.
So, I don't know who. I think they might maybe have Cody win it. But to me, that just seems kind of below him almost. Because I think, like, if you have Cody win Money in the Bank, then, like, where are we going from there? Like, he's going to beat Roman with the Money in the Bank championship? I mean, it should be somebody. To me, the Money in the Bank should be somebody that's, like, young, upcoming, hasn't really done anything, and then this is their chance, you know, getting to the main event.
I don't have an opinion, honestly, because I don't watch enough to, like, know what's better, but I like the idea of, like, an older vet getting his fucking shot just being a gritty boy. Welcome back, Eminon, you old bitch.
Hey, old buddy. He doesn't want to come out here. Cooper wants to come inside, though.
I love him.
You have an old bitch at home, too.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. And a dog.
I'm on a lot of lists, brother.
You didn't hear that one.
He said you were on a list.
No, you didn't hear what I said. I said you got an old bitch at home and a dog.
Hey, yo.
I'm not talking about your girlfriend. I'm talking about Mike.
Michael is an old bitch. You are not fucking wrong. I was doing the dishes. This motherfucker slept through it on the couch, and I was just slamming shit like an angry dad. You know, trying to wake him up because I wanted company, but I wasn't going to walk in there and be like, hey, yo, bro, you want to come hang out with me in the kitchen?
So you were raging like a gay, angry dad. Okay, I get it now. Adds up. Makes sense. It's on brand. Yeah. I was hoping somebody would have joined us by now, but
I don't think we're going to get it, brother.
I don't think we're going to get it.
It's getting kind of nipply. Nope. But I'm super comfy, honestly.
Yeah, it's not too bad out here.
The fire is
completely fucking out. It killed our dreams.
That's cool. It was so funny.
That's cool. We're definitely going to have in the background from Maggie and Jasper.
Yeah, they've been zooming around.
Yeah, and the grass and straw flinging everywhere. That's nice. Yeah,
a little bit of barking.
I had a little bit of grass grow back here, but beyond that, it's all fucking dead. Dead and gone by the dogs. Just fine. I'm going to start putting out.
Jerry asked about you today, buddy.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he was like, oh, why didn't Dalton come? I was like, oh, because he's a little bitch.
Yeah, I just didn't feel like going. Mm-hmm. I felt like I was the only one here, so I had to stay and hang out with the dogs.
What the fucking dogs? Oh, they're fucking middle-aged. They can take care of themselves.
I can't
God.
Leave them a home for like, that. What would that be? 7 hours or 8 hours?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I left at like noon.
That would be horrific.
Yeah, it's
horrible.
Been 8 hours, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Dylan was home, but he was asleep. You know. I didn't know what time he'd wake up. All that shit. Anyways, let's see. What else is going on in sports? Bulls clinched 10th seed. That's cool.
Suns are in fourth.
Congratulations. We're going to get stomped out Wednesday by Toronto Raptors.
Hey, RIP, we're probably going to get stomped out too, brother.
Who are they facing in the playoffs? Who
I
are
have
they
no fucking at? Idea. I know we're just going to get
I
swept.
I know it ain't Dallas.
It's probably going to be the, hey. Oh, fuck. It hey. Might be the Kings.
You're welcome.
It might be the fucking
You're welcome. We eliminated Dallas yesterday. Not the first guard to let them down.
Fuck Cole. Fuck Kyrie. Fuck Kyrie. He's cancer for any organization he's ever joined ever. Since Cleveland, you've been ass, brother. Like, not on the court, but, like, off the court. You've been a bad person to your team, obviously, because you've ruined everything. You made Luka look like he didn't want to play anymore. Isn't that fucking sad? Give him back Boban, man. Give him something.
Are you over this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead and put it out. I don't care.
There's not a whole lot left. We'll throw it in there. He'll be fine. Oh, those little baby joints are bad.
No, bad. No, it was not packed super tight like most of them are. That one was actually smokable. That was,
it was
surprisingly
it was
good.
Good. It was pretty good.
Yep.
Pretty good shit.
Yep.
Yep. Great to live in the great state of Illinois.
Yes, it is.
The good old Midwest.
Recreational marijuana. Yep. Prescription opioids.
Yep. Pretty sure I have mouth cancer.
What the fuck?
That's been something I've been panicking about the last 3 hours. Okay, so right back here.
Yeah.
There's like a giant bump on my gum. And
is it wisdom teeth?
I think I've already had my teeth come in.
Okay.
Unless I missed one, and now it's decided it's really hard. It might be a wisdom tooth. Oh, that might be a bitch.
Yeah, you might have to get that bitch like cut out.
Oh, it's war. I'd rather have cancer. Oh, God. Why do you have to put that thought in my head? Oh, they're going to have to go in there and do all the shit.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to have to big boy root canal.
God, I'm going to be doing the podcast going, hey, guys. I'm on 25 painkillers.
I'm going to film you on anesthesia. Please let me be the guy that picks you up.
Oh, my God.
Please. That would be so fucking funny. That would be so fucking funny.
I feel like the best bet to do on that is either you call a good friend, or if you say something fucked up, you know, they'll just laugh and know that it's just you saying crazy shit. Or you pick up a friend that you're willing, you're like, man, I really want to get rid of this guy.
It's just be like,
this might be the best time to do it.
Like the drugs wear off and you're just like, let me slide in one last wild thing. I fucking hate you. I hate being around you.
Hey, you remember that one time in second grade? Yeah, fuck you forever for that. Just petty shit.
Welcome back, Coop. What up?
I was going to do, I bought one of those cheap GoPros off Amazon. Thank you, police officers.
They found my drugs.
Fucking dicks. We're smoking weed out here, that's why.
I'm smoking crack.
We can't get in trouble for smoking outdoors, can we?
No. We're in a fenced-in area.
Something has gone horrifically wrong over there.
Are you lying to me?
What?
Don't lie to me about weed.
You have weed? We might have been smoking a joint out here.
Yeah,
I have another one. So.
I did buy a vape cartridge named Squirt today, and it's very yummy. The strain is Squirt. Never heard of that.
My dad's got one of those pins I need to ask you about.
Okay.
She worked at a vape shop.
Okay.
Might have an idea about it.
Bye-bye.
I might talk to you about it. Maybe an off-air type thing, and I'm...
You're just out here gaslighting your dad.
I'm
just
out
fucking
here. I'm
exposing his dirty laundry. You son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I cannot believe you.
My dad's back on the
Brian
the douche vapes. Douche vapes. You know?
Yeah. My He's just sucking straws.
My dad's a
gripping hogs. You know, like a turtle. He's just sucking straws like a turtle, bro. Find your dad at the bottom of a K-hole. I'm not climbing out. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to dive on in.
The thought of my dad doing more drugs.
I want to send your dad on ketamine, bro. I want to take your dad to another plane of existence and be the guide.
I feel like he'd freak out immediately.
Oh, no, Coop, yeah. Stop. I love you, but stop.
He just wants to get on camera.
Brother. It's been a while since you've been on the pod. Come on. Come on. If you're coming on.
Don't take out the table. Or do that. Okay.
I didn't hurt him. All right.
He's fine. Everything's fine.
Hi, big boy.
You've managed to draw the attention of the other two dipshits who think they also need to be on here. Thank you, Cooper.
Yep. Welcome to Going Back Door. We're unhinged.
We have dogs. It's going downhill quick. Thank you, Maggie. She's right here. There's no... You don't need to get on camera. It's fine. Jasper, I see you too. You're on camera. You figured out the angle. You found the angle. Congratulations, Jasper, to get your 15 minutes of fame. And now he's showing the world his ass. Gotta love dogs.
As God intended, bro.
You're a good boy.
That's a fucking...
Actually, I think that might have been his dick on camera. Whatever.
That's a fucking boy right here.
It's all right.
That's a good fucking boy right here.
Is that nudity? Dogs on, nude on camera?
I don't think it's illegal. I don't think it matters. It's dog dick.
Dog dick. Dog dick is fine dick.
I got this good boy right here. Just give him some good old butt patch, huh? Yeah.
I'm gonna get you.
He's the goodest boy.
You're a good dog. Good puppy dog. Yep.
Coop's side, he's over it.
So.
Oh, nope. He's just switching angles on me, bro. He's switching angles
he's
on me.
He's switching angles on me, bro. He's like, I was uncomfortable the other way.
Now I have to look.
I want to face directly into the camera.
Yeah, I want to look them in the eyes. Eminon, you silly Billy. Why'd you want to come outside just to want to go back in?
Because he thinks he can get treats that way. That's his thing. This dog is nearing 17 years old.
He is only motivated by treats and treat accessories.
Yeah, it's just treats. That's the only... Fuck accessories. I want just the treats.
Oh my god, he's shivering.
It's because he's furious we're not taking him inside right now.
Oh,
he's fine.
It's fine. Coop.
Oh,
be
boy.
Be careful, buddy.
This podcast has gone off the rails, so it's all right.
We haven't even talked about anything. It's just been like, we have dogs.
Yeah, the last, like, 5 minutes. We've talked about other stuff. There's been sports stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't been able to watch these fights because Cooper's little cute head is in the way.
Yeah. I could have pulled it up on one of the laptops, but, you know.
I feel like that's a little bit of overhandling, especially the totally legal streaming services we're going to be using.
Yeah,
I would not recommend that on
the nice equipment. Not on the nice equipment. Bad idea.
Nope.
Now, if we still had the black laptop, maybe we could talk. That thing.
Oh, did you sell that thing or get rid of it?
My mom is borrowing. I have it basically for anybody that wants to borrow a laptop in my family.
Cool.
Hanging around. So.
Look at you, you little techie wizard. Wow.
Yep. That is what I've slowly turned into. Yep.
Little tech boy.
Yep.
Oh, little Eminon coming over.
Not buying any more mystery boxes, though. That's not fucking happening.
Like, why the fuck would you do that?
Okay.
I honestly want to know.
What came in the mystery box? Okay, so what the ad said was it's Amazon products that have been returned or were never, like, lost in shipping or whatever, right? So I'm like, okay, cool. And they're telling me, like, it's Xbox, PlayStation, Apple products, Microsoft products. So I'm like, oh, that's cool as shit.
There's no goddamn way.
Well, here's the kicker. I should have realized it's coming off Amazon. Amazon sells stuff that you would find in the Wish app in 2015. So, yeah, I got a fake Apple Watch, fake AirPods. You want the AirPods, too?
Do they even work?
They do work. They work for about 4 hours, then die.
Okay, that's not bad. That's
so they're
roughly what I get out of my headphones.
They're not horrific. If you want them, you can have them, too.
Okay, cool. Sure, I'll take them.
Are they
fake AirPod looking, too? Like, shitty white
kind,
looking?
Like the old ones.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice.
It came with that. A little shitty Bluetooth speaker. The shittiest. World's shittiest Bluetooth speaker is what they should have had on the advertisement.
What is getting drunk?
It was water that was in a bowl that's been sitting out here. That's gross.
Oh, poor boy.
He's just
thirsty.
Yeah, they need to go back inside probably and drink out of that water since it's actual water. And there is water in that. I did make sure. I have been checking on it. Oh, boy.
This is great. This is great news.
I will pet you, Beagle, if you leave me alone, old man. How is that? Quit whining at me. I know. You want to go get a TRAT. He can't hear me. Why am I even talking to him?
He deaf too?
Yeah, he's deaf.
Nice.
He's deaf, partially blind.
I'm pretty sure Spike just ignores people.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It might be a thing.
She seems to only listen to me.
It might be. That might be like a thing. Where she's
like,
just
she just doesn't
she's
give
like,
a shit
give
when
a
anyone
shit.
Says anything.
Yeah.
Like, Jocelyn tried to get her up this morning to, like, take her out or just, like, get her up so I could take her out.
Yeah.
She didn't fucking budge until I got up out of bed. And then
Jesus Christ.
I was like, come on, Spike. And then she just got up and did her little old lady stretch and followed me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's real weird. She doesn't like to go outside with anyone else besides me.
Huh. That's kind of how he is in the mornings, Cooper. He'll sit in my room until I wake up. And okay, I'll go outside now that Dad's up.
He seemed like a good boy, though.
Hey, quit drinking that. Jasper, don't look. Don't act like you were sniffing.
Do you want to take them in real quick? These hooligans all hold down the fort again, I guess?
Yeah, yeah. If you want to do that real quick. Por favor, whatever Spanish all right. words. Fuck you.
Michelle Watterson Gomez is currently...
Luis J. Gomez?
No. No, I wish. I wish. The Puerto Rican rattlesnake. Big J. Okerson had a big comedy special come out. Dog Belly. I don't think he thinks he can get down.
Come on, Cooper. Do you want to get down?
I don't think he thinks he can.
No, he's just chilling.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, he's wagging still. All right. But
he's happy.
Very good special. It was produced by Ari Shaffir.
He has to move around because Dad came back.
Was produced by Ari Shaffir. Pretty neato.
I didn't realize it was produced by Ari.
Yeah. Executive produced by Ari. Yeah. He basically just got him in touch with a guy to produce it.
No.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's
cool. It's a really good special.
I watched it. Didn't laugh once.
Really?
Yeah. I really didn't like his joke about the they're cooking the shit. Oh, wait. I was thinking Brendan Schaub. Never mind. Yeah, Big J's was funny.
Wait, did Schaub drop another special?
No.
Oh.
I was just thinking the
old
one.
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God.
It's like when they draft the atom bombs on Japan. There's two of them.
He already had a first one.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what? The world needs another 25 minutes of me just being like, my family's Mexican.
Oh, my God.
It's the wildest shit I've heard. Big J's special is funny.
And that's not a shitting on Brendan. He could do something.
He's a good podcaster. He's funny in conversation. He's still working on stand-up. He's still relatively new in stand-up. He's gotten better, yes.
Yeah. It'd be like if you gave Todd a special right now.
I swear to God, I'd get up there, work my little ass off for 25 minutes, and suck the fattest amount of cocks you've ever seen. Like, there would be gangbangs jealous of the amount
of dicks
in my mouth.
I wouldn't be mad, though. As long as the check clears, I wouldn't be mad.
I swear to God, if anyone wants to sponsor a special, I'll do it. I'll suck a dick for an hour. I don't care.
Do you want to give $1 million to going GBD Studios?
I'll just get blackout drunk on stage.
I'll disappear.
Yeah, it'll be fun. We just won't sell tickets. It'll just be an empty room. And just me drunk as shit for an hour.
So this podcast essentially.
Yeah, basically, yeah, this podcast, yeah.
Just on steroids.
Just a lot of production values through the roof.
Oh, yeah. We'll get multi-camera angles so I can get every single angle of whatever this is. You know, it'll be great.
Elements and grace in levels you have never seen before, my son.
I don't know. I've been listening to a lot of Bonfire lately.
Yeah.
A lot of Bonfire with Big J and now Robert Kelly.
Indeed.
Been interesting.
Robert Kelly's so fucking funny.
They were talking about like industry shit. And they were saying like look into the camera when you're recording stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I realize I look at the computer a lot.
Yeah, I look at nothing but nothing. Like, I'm just constantly, like, looking around at everything else besides the camera.
That's what I think that's what we continue to do.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is totally bad, because you look at, like, Rogan's podcast, he doesn't...
Yeah, but we're not Joe Rogan. We're two retards in a backyard.
yeah, basically. I mean, closest thing, I've got a pool, he's got a pool, you know? So, yeah, if you ever want to come over and swim in my pool, it's pretty nice. It's pretty nice.
The pool of despair?
No, we have a pool back here.
All right.
It's right back there on the other side of the shelf. I think.
The little kiddie pool.
Yeah, the little kiddie pool.
Nice.
Yeah, if you want to get shit faced and drown in a kiddie pool, hit me up.
The way God intended me to go out. Face down in a kiddie pool in my own bile and vomit.
Oh my God, no better way to go out.
I swear to goodness, Joe Rogan's on the color commentary with DC tonight. It's great. I'm having a great time over here.
Wow. That's great. How long have we been at this shit? 36 minutes. Holy shit.
I did put down one talking point.
You brought one talking point. Okay,
a singular talking point, yes, sir.
God, we don't have a list, so the description this week is going to be god-awful. Fuck yourselves.
This is just something I saw on the fucking internet. I don't know if it's true. I just thought it was the funniest possible scenario on the planet. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right, ready? Let me land, all right? Remember that. Okay. Let me land.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So apparently there was this Latin king that was arrested in Chicago for two traffic incidents, really? Two traffic homicides. He got out of the car and murdered two people, okay?
Really?
Two separate occasions, a week apart.
What's your political ideals on this?
It's nothing to do with that. It's just funny. Let me land. Okay. This Latin king happened to have Down syndrome.
Oh, really?
Some Down syndrome guy joined the Latin kings, got a gun and a car, and was just raw dogging life out here, bro.
You don't say.
Yeah. And guess what his gang name was?
What's that, Todd?
Fucking Smush. His name was Smush. Try not to laugh at that, you piece of shit. His name was fucking Smush. Just imagine getting killed by a Down syndrome Latin king.
There's nothing funny about that, Todd.
Like, he just waddles up to you in traffic at a red light, and you're just like, what the fuck? Why is he driving? Oh my God, he has a gun. And then you just get two caps by a guy with an extra chromosome. Like, he shoots you once and then leans in the window. Doesn't know if you're actually dead, so he just shoots you in the head like 14 more times.
I mean, what?
God damn.
You think his wish would have been to go meet John Cena? But, you know.
Hello.
Hello, what's up?
Bye-bye.
Bye. Ask what? Todd has a vape. I have cigarettes.
It's small, but sure, you're going to have to walk all the way out here.
You have to come on the podcast for a good 3 minutes at least.
You can just...
You could sit here and just awkwardly put in little stuff.
Just tell him... Tell him he's dumb and bald.
Welcome.
Or something.
Here, let me introduce you. This is my little brother, Dylan. Welcome to the podcast, Dylan.
Yeah.
Dalton's a dumbass.
Got him. Oh. Fucking murdered. The fucking.
Did you see the little gay way he lights his cigarettes? See? Look. The little dainty hand.
It's to keep the wind out, okay? That's how men like
you're
the
using
wind.
A fucking torch lighter, you fucking meth
works
head.
Works great when you're on a mower and you have to light a cigarette. I will tell you what.
You're basically a professional Mexican. Jesus fucking Christ.
I'm not a part of this.
You know,
this
I
conversation
always did love
here
George
is not
Lopez.
Me.
I used to love George Lopez when I was a kid. Not used to.
And
I still love
became
George
racist.
Lopez.
He's basically.
This is not racist. I love George Lopez. I really do.
George Lopez is really funny.
He is. He's hilarious.
He beat up some dude who said he was like bad at comedy or some shit. He just like chased him down and punched him in the fucking face.
Because that's what real ass men do.
Hilarious.
You know?
Oh, no. He said something racist to him. My bad.
Okay, that motherfucker had it coming.
Yeah, it was really funny.
It was probably a white guy. Fucking
yeah,
white
it was.
Guys.
Yeah,
you know?
It was. Of course it was.
It was probably a fucking... So what's your thoughts on George Lopez, Dylan?
Did you watch the Lopez show? Just get your ass beat, and then you just look over, and some happy Mexican family's just It's the best fucking intro on the planet.
It really is.
Because fucking Lowrider and then George Lopez's fucking gigantic baby head just
flying. They're all flying off a treadmill. Trampoline. Flying off a trampoline.
Speaking of treadmills, how's the gym going?
Haven't been in probably a month.
Weak bitch.
So, yeah. I need to get better at that. I need to go in the mornings, but I don't wake up early enough. You know?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. He's throwing things.
Open the window. Open the window.
To the window? To the wall?
Can you open the window?
Till the sweat drip down your balls? Till all these females crumble.
I hate you all.
Oh, skeet, skeet, motherfucker.
Skeet, 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 skeet.
God damn. Ah, skeet, 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 skeet,
skeet, skeet, skeet, skeet. I'm all about this bit. This is great.
Oh, that was funny,
though. To the window.
Save me.
He just can't handle the dummy thick riz I'm spitting.
What?
Help me. Please.
Your 3 minutes ended like 5 minutes ago, if you're wondering.
You can leave whenever.
Yeah,
dog.
Dude.
Thank you. Have fun.
Love you, buddy.
Bye.
Can you not do that? Can you please stop doing that? Oh my God.
It's an ASMR now.
It's an ASMR.
Penis.
Bye.
I love the bars, bro. Look at the bar.
Oh my God, that's going to be horrific in editing. Thank you, Dylan. Son of a gun.
Get shit on.
Penis.
Get
shit
on.
Oh my God. Son of a
penis bitch. And then the pterodactyl screech. All right. Bruce Buffy's with a gold suit. The fuck? Will you stop with your fucking meth lighter? I swear to God, dude.
You think we can catch Todd's hair on fire? Let's
You don't even do real drugs. Get out of here. Leave me alone.
The only drugs I do are your mom.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Well.
Not your mom. I have respect for your mom. But your mom, YouTube. And the lady that runs YouTube, I have no respect for you either. Respect all women except for those two.
Oh my God. So yeah.
Anyways, what about Bruce Buffer? And
he was wearing a gold suit. He's got a gold jacket
have an
on.
Absolute half chub for.
I fucking do. Leave me alone.
Yeah, you know, there's nothing wrong with it, I guess.
Little boy Chris Curtis. Here we go, big dog. Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, make barking noises. That'll help in our situation.
Yeah, dude.
Let's attract him back over here. This would be great.
They're just cracking out on the fence line over there.
Jasper.
Jasper, start the fire up again, boy.
Come here. Get up here. Look at this hairy boy. Look at this hairy boy.
He's just like, stop fucking touching me. You don't have enough gym badges for that, Sonny.
He did nip at me the other day. And immediately I snapped back at him. And he was like, oh, okay, yep. Remembered?
Yeah, my bad. Yep. Where'd Coop go?
He's been doing that lately. I think he's still inside.
Oh, okay. Yep. Poor little boy.
He, for some reason, he really likes Joe's boyfriend.
Mm.
Or fiance, I think.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Eric. Yeah.
Coop's a good boy.
He's a big wrestling fan, which is pretty cool. Kind of was hoping he'd come on, but I guess he said he might, and, you know, here we are.
Here we are, alone in the cold, dicks out in the wind.
Yeah.
Flying by the seat of our cocks.
I was hoping maybe we could get somebody on here, but, you know.
Hey, we had Coop.
We have this table.
We do indeed have this table. I do like the little setup. It looks very clean. But it also looks like we're in a hostage video. So that's pretty fucking funny. I like that a lot.
Should I start bringing the table with me when we're recording?
I mean, yeah. I
feel like this is perfect. And it folds up nice, you know, all that shit.
If you want to lug it around in your fucking
Yeah, yeah.
In your fucking car, go for
yeah,
it, big
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, I'll do that. Fuck you. Suck all my right. dick. Suck my dick. Blow me.
So did you see Soulja Boy on Twitter freaking out or Instagram Live, one of the two?
No, what did he do?
Okay, some people were going around. We were like, oh, do you want $250 in EBT or do you want to have dinner with Soulja Boy?
And oh, like, I saw that. I
yeah,
saw
in
that.
New Jersey. And first thing he said, suck my dick. Yeah. Y'all never going to make money. Y'all going to die broke. I don't ever want to have dirty with no dirty ass bitch. Broke ass bitch from New Jersey.
Look, listen, I would take EBT over it.
You're fucking right. I would too.
I think we all.
$250 in grocery?
Yeah, fuck. You get some nice ass shit.
Yeah.
Nice ass shit.
Yeah.
Some real good groceries.
A lot better than have to listen to some guy be like, I started rap.
And then you pop out some kids, you get more money. So you don't have a choice, but Zach's coming over. Zach. Who?
Who the fuck is Zach, bro? Is that okay with you? Who the fuck is Zach, bro?
Zach who? Robertson? Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
Wait, really? Yeah, oh, you fucking liar.
Mullen?
That's not nice.
Yeah, he's
going to
drive all the way from Kentucky.
Oh, is it your...
Zach Bannon.
Okay, I'm not going to say what I say usually when you bring up that kid's name,
yes,
but okay.
Please don't.
I won't.
Do it. I want to hear it. What is it, buddy? What you got? What kind of disrespectful
shit? I'll tell you later, Joe. It'll be fine. Okay, that's fine.
Is this a interest of yours? Is this a interest of yours?
No. His sister.
Goodbye. Oh.
Yeah.
I would rather die.
We were talking about his sister.
I don't know who it is.
How dare you, Todd?
I don't fucking know. I'm swinging reckless.
You probably know his sister.
Who's his sister? Oh, okay.
He put two together. We're good.
All right.
We're
moving
good.
On.
We're good.
Right.
We're good. Everything's fine.
Take it easy.
I'm not going to be a dick to him. No. I don't have a problem with him or his sister.
I don't know.
Yeah. There's no beef. I won't be nice.
I'm going to be overly nice,
you know,
just to fucking spite you.
We'll treat
you
the way
what?
We treat Joe, you know, with a little bit of fear. I was saying I'm scared of you, Joe. Don't look at me like I disrespected you.
I mean,
Jesus Christ.
You're not wrong, but yeah, yep.
We're just here. It's fine.
Yep. We're here for another fucking
10 minutes.
10-15 minutes.
Jesus Christ! Fix your muffler, dude. God.
Speaking of broken muffs.
Yeah, dude. That dude. Picture right here. I'm putting the picture right here. It's the cut muffler. It's right here.
Dalton,
it's on my car.
Don't worry.
It's fine. It's $125 fixed. Whatever. It's been
enough. All right, buddy.
About 50 minutes worth. 50 minutes worth.
All right, pal.
We got another probably right, 10, pal? 15 to go. It's fine. He's been drinking.
I fucking got it, brother.
He's fine. Don't worry.
I fucking.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
That wasn't nice.
Yeah.
That wasn't nice.
That was Jasper's fault.
They do that. Yeah.
Little Coop, it's okay, baby boy.
Yeah. Anyways, what were you saying?
I have no fucking idea.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Muffler. Blown out right there. It'll be back there. Just back up if you missed it. Also, in the corner, look in the corner, make sure you're looking in the corner. I'm going to zoom in right here. This is the zoom in right here. It looks like I'm grabbing
a nice
metaphorical cantaloupe.
a soft cock.
I went with titties and you went with a penis. Okay. Anyways, there's Cody in that corner. Yeah.
Yeah, I...
So, yeah. When did you cut my muffler?
What?
I know it was you, you son of a bitch.
It was approximately 6 months ago. I was trying to steal it. I was down bad on money, my bad.
No, it's fine, dude. It's fine. Just next time you do, make sure you take the whole thing.
Nope.
So I can put it on insurance.
No, just to smite you. Smite you from your high horse.
You're a bitch, you know that?
It's just me like, no, fuck you. God damn, I'm fucking hungry, bro. I'm going to get me some steak and quick on the way home.
Yeah, we might have to end this here soon. You got anything you want to plug?
Crackers on the 27th?
April 27th?
April 27th, I believe.
2023.
We're doing another writer showcase, and I'm not going to suck a fat dick this time.
Okay.
If I do, I will personally jerk Dalton off against his will on camera.
I will see if I can get time off for that. We'll okay. see.
All right.
Socials, anything else?
Fuck Todd GBD on everything now.
Okay, cool.
I've upgraded.
Yeah.
I've used Twitter slightly.
Yeah.
I shared one thing about a gay Filipino man getting his ass beat in Saudi Arabia. It was pretty sad. Made me sad. Oh, is that a trash barrel?
It's for cigarette butts, but we can use this for this, too.
All right.
Future Dalton's not going to be happy that I did this, but whatever.
Fuck him. Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy. Anyways, you can also check out Todd's special. It'll be dropping soon.
420, we're dropping a special, bro.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
I'm
going
to do stand-up in a bar against the bar's will.
We're not getting permission. It's going to be great.
We're just going to patch in.
We're going to find
a fucking bullhorn.
We're going to find the worst possible scenario. I'm thinking packed college bar. It's going to be amazing.
I'm just going to open up and be like, you're a faggot. And just see how it goes.
Okay. Well.
Hey, I'm bisexual. I can say it.
The Real D Todd, GBD, on all my stuff. Yeah, nothing great. Or nothing else. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat,
going back
Twitter, goingbackdoor.com. It's right there on
goingbackdoor.com.
Facebook. We're also on Facebook now. We have a Going Backdoor podcast page.
Yeah, you can join our Facebook page like a fucking boomer single white mom.
We also have a GBD Studios page, which is blowing up with. Well, exactly what you just said. Middle-aged boomer moms.
See, I thought you were like making accounts and just like following the page.
No,
with
no.
Like the random ass names.
I'm doing that.
All right, Shab.
That's happening. I'm definitely doing it. I'll put it on a t-shirt if I have to. Fuck it.
Yes.
But, so, yeah. Anyways, we love you.
If anyone's still here with us, we do appreciate it. This has been Going Back Doors, Outdoors. We love
you. Wish we were indoors eating right now.
We love you. Good night. Fuck you and your mom. Fuck your life. Suck my dick.
Hey. Couldn't have a going back door. This will be the end of the episode. Part where we cut ways. And such. Dalton and Todd are extremely gay.